What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you stay right with God and find victory over sin and the devil and all his devices. Today, we are talking once again about why women cheat. In this case, we're just going to talk about the signs of women cheating and what to do about it and how to prevent your wife from cheating. So we're in a series called Sex and Family, and we just got through talking about the seven reasons women cheat. We also mentioned why men cheat in another sermon long ago, and we're just trying to get out in the open some of the things that, you know, destroy a marriage, that creep into a marriage, that causes men and women to be wounded and offended, and that causes marriage to be broken up. And so first thing here is how women cheat and the signs. The first thing here is perhaps business trips. So if she's in business, she may have to go, you know, 2 or 3 hours away from her where she lives to conduct business. These are when something could go down. She can cheat through social media. So that's a big one, where she has access and connections to anybody from around the world. And so that's an avenue. Long office hours. If she usually does a certain amount of time every day for in the office, and then she has to extend it for 1 or 2 hours, these could be indications that something is changing. You know, that she may be engaging with somebody else other than her husband or somebody she's committed to. Girls' night out is one I've often heard from men, where a woman will say, I want to go out with my girls. I just want to just me and the girls. And they keep doing this where she seems to be more interested in hanging out with her girls than hanging out with her husband. You know, a woman who's very much into her husband, who desires her husband, usually wants to be more with him than other women. But it's not to say that it's abnormal for a woman to hang out with her friends, but if it's something that is constantly being pushed and asked for, like, can I go out and do this with, you know, or she just does it, that's an indication that there could be something going on during those times when she's out with her friends. And girls' night out has been something that a lot of men said that's when they found out their wives were cheating on them. And once again, this goes back to the reasons. You know, feminism says, hey, play the field, go on out and have fun, you know. So they find ways of doing that. Another way she can cheat, and it could be a sign, is that she runs errands, but they end up being 1 to 2 hours long. Now, we all know that women can take a long time going to department stores or shopping and things like that. But these can also be windows where she is committing adultery. And so I've been learning to tell my wife, and I would say for most guys, just go in, get what you need, and get out. You know, you don't need to browse. You don't need to spend all this time in a store. I mean, it's just practical just to not hang around a store for too long anyway, because it entices you to buy other stuff that you don't need. So have a list. You go in, you buy what you need, you get out, you know. But this is also a way for women to commit adultery. I'm going out and running out to get some groceries, and I'm going to go to the department store and something like that. And really, she's going out to, you know. So in of all of this that I'm saying is that, men, you need to trust your intuition. Your intuition will tell you things that you may not even have proof, but you just know something's up, not right. And unfortunately, in this gynocentric society, men are taught to not listen to their intuition. Another thing is she introduces you to her male friend. Now, I've seen this is real shady and real sneaky, that some women have done to men, and I've heard this constantly from different guys who've had this, you know, had the women commit adultery against them. It was the guy that she was introducing him to. Oh, this is just my male coworker. I just want you to meet my husband, blah, blah, blah. You know, he's a friend or whatever. And it's usually, it's brought up by her. So just be mindful, keep an eye on that guy. If she's bringing this guy up and saying, hey, this is this. Now, of course, if it's just in passing, just say you go to pick her up for work, and you come into the store or her office or whatever, and you see her and him, and she just, you know, that's one thing. But when they talk about, hey, this is a guy that I'm working with, you know, we've been working closely together with. Sometimes women want to share with their husband that's what they're doing, but they don't want to say everything. So they feel like they're being more honest if they reveal that, hey, I'm talking with another guy. I'm with this other guy. They feel like they're being honest, but they, of course, they're hiding the other fact that they're sexually attracted to this other man and that they may or may not be having sex. All right. these are just things, like I said, some stuff is innocent and ain't that, but I've seen women, and I can't say for myself, but the guys, listening to the stories of some of these men, that the woman was presenting a man to her, saying, this is my male friend, you know, and it may not even be a guy from office or work. It may be some guy from her past that she found on Facebook or whatever. Once again, that social media stuff kind of has to be cut off. And she's saying, hey, I know, I just wanted to share that I met a guy. I met this guy I used to know back in the day. Like, little stuff like that. It's them revealing to you and trying to, quote unquote, be honest, but revealing the other side that she wants to not make you think that she's hiding something. But she is. She's hiding the fact that she's attracted to this other man and she's interested in him sexually. And she may end up cheating with him. All right. But she just want to put it out there. Hey, I told you I was, you know, I was connected with some guy from my past. He's just a friend, you know. You know. There ain't no male friends, okay? Another indication that she's cheating is she hides her phone. Today in this society, a lot of us have smartphones. And this is where we do a lot of communication through. We can get our emails. We can go on social media, text messaging, of course, and taking calls. And so if a woman is interacting with somebody else other than her husband, she don't want that information to be out there. She don't want you seeing text notifications popping up on her phone from other men and all this kind of stuff. So she'll usually put her phone face down, or she'll lock the screen, or she won't leave the phone out and open because she doesn't want her husband to pick it up and start looking through it or stumble across something that she don't want him to see. And so that's an indication when she hides her phone, locks her phone, puts her phone face down. She won't leave her phone out and open in the house. If she got to go to the bathroom, she'll take the phone with her. Like, you don't need the phone in there with you. Like, what are you doing? Like, unless she got to look at it for something. But other than that, it's like, why is she so secretive and protective of her phone? That's an indication. Another thing is just change in behavioral patterns. All right. So, you know, your woman. And then now all of a sudden her behavior's changed, all right? And then finally catching her in lies. So she said she was going here, you found out she was going elsewhere. She went somewhere else, you know, and you just start catching it, that's an indication, all right? So those are the signs, and I'm just mentioning this because this is what happens, and men need to be protective of their families. This happens, you know. Now, I'm specifically talking to a quote-unquote Christian audience or Hebrew audience or people who follow the Lord, but however, look at the divorce rate in the quote-unquote mainstream Christian church, you know, 50%, and this is happening. So I have to talk about this, and I have to bring out the signs, you know. So, and you can apply all this to the man cheating as well, whether or not he's out fornicating with different women, stuff like that, right? So here's, what do you do about this? So, you know, with all this information, you know, we talked about the 7 reasons women cheat. We talked about some of the signs here. So here's the thing, what men can do. And this is prior to marriage. What men should be doing when they're vetting a woman, when they're looking to marry a woman, is they're looking for genuine desire from the woman. Aside from other things like personality, character, motives. But is there genuine sexual desire? Does the woman want to have sex with you? Is she really into you? Or is it just more so is she's looking at you from a perspective of, you're a good provider and you'll take care of me and you'll be able to raise kids and stuff like that. Because if it's not there, like I said in the last sermon, that's an important component to, you know, a relationship. And unfortunately, like I said, religion cuts out the sexual desire part and says you can't do that. You can't feel that, or you can't talk about that. You know, and so a lot of people getting married based off of religion and social reasons and economic and status reasons, but they're excluding the sexual desire part. And so people are marrying people that they're not sexually attracted to. Okay. And of course, I mentioned sometimes you just don't get that, because the way society is set up and what they've created, these quote unquote beta males who lack in masculinity by design, women are unfortunately left with these kind of men instead of the men they really want. So it's kind of messed up. But as a man, if you're aware of all this stuff and you're a masculine man and you're looking for a woman, you got to make sure she has genuine desire for you. Now, let's say you feel like your wife may be moving towards looking at other men or whatever, and she if she's been talking to you about your behavior and stuff like that, it's important if you were an alpha male, if you were a man that she was really into initially, that you, if you were slipping, in other words, you got fat or you started to lose your frame as your masculine frame, it's important to go back to that. Stay a man, stay masculine. Don't let the world tell you how to act with your wife. Even though she may complain about you being strict and giving her rules, don't listen to that. Be a man and maintain, and that will maintain desire and attraction within the relationship. All right, because a woman will tell you, I want this, I want you to do this, but it'll be something that's going to harm you. You can't always listen to women about what they want. They will tell you, I want to be free. I want you to let me do what I want to do. I want you to, you know, but if you follow it, she'll lose respect for you and won't have any desire for you. And now she's looking at somebody else. Like I said, a lot of men got married. Everything was fine. And then they start listening to the gynocentric, feministic foolishness, the egalitarian stuff, and they started cowing down to their wife and pedestalizing them and doing all this stuff, and then eventually she lost interest and decided she was going to have sex with somebody else. And you know, and I'm not justifying women's behavior. Of course, this is sin, this is wrong, especially in a marriage. If you say you're going to be committed to somebody and you're not going to be sharing yourself with somebody else, you shouldn't be, all right? You should stick with that. However, this is what happens, you know. And the Bible, of course, says that those who are committed adultery will not inherit the kingdom of God. They won't inherit the kingdom of God. However, people still do it anyway because of the reasons I gave. So what can you do about all this? Just say your wife has committed adultery. She is practicing infidelity. She is out and about with some other man. And you catch her and you know, what do you do? Well, basically, some of the guys, they say it's over with. I'm divorcing her, it's over with. In the divorce court, they say that that's a big ground for divorce, if that's, but however, God never says, hey, you can divorce your wife if she is committing adultery. Doesn't say that. Okay, a lot of people like to use that scripture in Matthew where, you know, if a woman is caught in a fornication that you can do, but that's a woman that is you're engaged to, not a woman you're married to. So God gives no stipulations for any, for breaking up with your wife for any reasons. I don't care what she's done. The scriptures say there's no cause for any of that. But you're not in sin for divorcing your wife. The Bible says that God hates divorce, but you're not going to hell for it. And it also says that if you divorce and remarry, that's when you begin to you lead yourself into committing adultery. That's what the scriptures say. And I've done a sermon on that about adultery and how if a man divorces his wife and gets remarried, he's committed adultery against the woman that he divorced. However, the scriptures do not prohibit a man from getting remarried if his wife divorces him. All right. So here's a few options here. If you find your wife has committed adultery against you, number one, you can forgive and reconcile. That's the first thing you can do. Forgive and reconcile. The second thing you can do is separate from her, heal, and then reunite. Another thing is you can divorce her and remain single. Okay. Another thing you can do is get a second wife and limit your attention to your first wife or the wife that was adulterous. So you're not going to divorce her, but you're going to spend more time with a new wife who actually desires you and you got a better connection with. Because this woman over here is not giving you what you want. And as a penalty, that's what she has to suffer for committing adultery against you. She loses a lot of your attention. But you still are providing for her, giving her room and board, sex, etc. But at the end of the day, you give more attention to other women in your harem or within your family because they are providing the love and respect that you demand in that relationship. And then another thing you can do is allow her to leave you and remarry. All right. So if she's like, I don't like you, I don't want you, let her divorce you. Don't be with a woman who don't want you. If she don't want to be with you, let her go. It's perfectly fine. You can let her go. And like I said, you're free to remarry. And if you do remarry again, remarry under your own personal contract. Never marry under the state. I don't advocate for any man getting married and going to the state and get some papers signed and all that kind of stuff. All right. So those are the options that you have. Now let's talk about how to keep your wife from cheating. To start off, you can't control any woman. Can't make a woman do anything. But however, as a man in a patriarch, you can set rules and boundaries for your woman that will limit her ability to, you can go down this path of adultery if she so chooses to. All right. Now the hope is that she doesn't, but it's a possibility. All right. So here's what you can do. Don't allow your wife to have a social media account unless it's for business marketing. Especially if she's an attractive woman, extremely attractive, and she's gonna be your woman, she can't have a social media account. I've heard a lot of guys say, you know, here's a rule, you gotta get rid of that social media account. Close it down, shut it down. That's the first rule, you know, because of what it's connected to. People can slide into the DMs. There's the temptation to be an attention seeker on there. Like a lot of women, they'll post a little picture of themselves and some, maybe they're just their face or they're in a nice dress or whatever, and they get 100 likes and it begins to go to their heads. So they keep doing this and they keep feeding their attention and then to the point to where they start thinking about, maybe I can get this guy that's being in my DMs. He's a ball player or he's this or he's that. He's talking a real good game. And she got all this male attention now because she was posting pictures of herself and she's out and about on this social media platform, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You got to cut that off, all right? That's the first thing. Unless it's, like I said, for business marketing. If she's on there strictly for business to market, that's fine, all right? And of course, you should have access to that, as we'll talk about later, to that account. Another one is, do not allow her to work closely with other men. Preferably, she should be at home working for you. If she's not just domestic, it could be for business as well. But do not allow her to be working closely with other men. Like I said, having those male friends and those male coworkers that she got to deal with on a one-on-one basis, you know, that's a recipe for somebody else getting a woman. Like I said, your woman belongs to you. Especially you're in a marital commitment. And she shouldn't be just left out there among other men. Because other men gonna find her attractive and other men gonna try to shoot their shot. You know? Even though she's in a relationship. So a lot of guys don't care. They're an adulterer. These are adulterous men. They don't care. And you're saving your woman from herself. Now she has her own conscience. She has her own will. She can choose to be a faithful woman or a woman committed to the relationship. You know, she can choose that, and if you got a good woman, she's going to choose that. But still, you need to save her from herself in some cases and not put her in situations that will lead to adultery. If she ever gets to a place of weakness and she's upset with you or something, and then she decides she's going to get some attention from some other man, and then one thing leads to another, and now she's, you know, in the embrace of another man and having sex with him. So no close relationships with men on the job. Don't allow that. Another thing, she should know that you have full access to her phone, social media accounts, and personal belongings. All right? Let her know that that's what you own, I own. All right? If she knows that, she'll be less likely to use at least those items to connect with another man with. All right? She should know that, you know, it's all open. So if she ever considers it, she'd be like, you know what, my husband, he got access to everything, and if I try hiding stuff, he gonna know, so let me not do this, you know. And that just kills that temptation, because she feel like, well, you know, I can't even do it if I wanted to, because, you know, he has access to stuff. And so as a man, you should have access to your woman's stuff. All right? You own her. She is your possession, as the scriptures say. And so she's a part of your world, part of your kingdom, and part of your family, and you have access to her stuff. And so there's no thing where it's off limits. You're not going to look at that and this, that, and the other. And she has her privacy. If she wants to be private, that's an independent mindset right there. And that's a woman that don't really want to be married. If she's going to be independent and private about certain things in her life. All right. So if she's your wife, you have access to her stuff. All right. Cut off her whorish friends. You get to know a woman, you like her, you know, she's a decent woman. But she got certain friends. They live on the edge. Like I said, they're out there having sex with multiple men. They don't have any kind of respect for their bodies and stuff like that. You want to tell her, look, you can't hang out with that girl. Because she doesn't respect patriarchy. She doesn't respect her body and stuff like that. So she's out and about doing all. You don't want to hang around with people like that. Now, if you come across a woman who has friends like this, is also an indication that she herself may be the same way, you know. So right off the bat, if all her friends are whores, perhaps she's out and doing the same thing. You know, birds of a feather flock together, okay? But let's say a woman comes into her life who doesn't live right. She's an adulteress. She's a fornicating type of woman. She's a loose woman. You tell her, look, you can't be friends with her. Cut her off. Limit your conversations. You know, don't fellowship with her. And it could even be a family member. I don't care. Because you don't want that kind of influence on your wife, which will lead to something happening to your family, where she ended up doing something because she was connected to somebody. You have to protect your family. It's the same way with your children. You don't let your children hang out with everybody. Because you want to make sure that they have the right influences and they're not going to end up being led astray. So it's the same with your wife. Another rule here is no guy friends. There are no guy friends. You don't have guy friends. All right? You cut all that off. Ain't no guy friends. Because those men are usually guys who, especially if your wife is attractive, they have sexual desire for her, but they can't because she put them in a friend zone. And he's just waiting for you to mess up or something and then slide in to try to get, you know, close to her or whatever. Like I said, male friends are usually just guys who are ignorant of the fact that they're giving another woman attention for free. And they shouldn't be doing that. So this guy's not a wise man to be in that position. So, but like I said, these guys, they're not there just to be friends. Now, she may have an elder or something like that, or a real young boy or something that's different. You know, some older guy who can't do nothing, depending on who he is, because some older guys can still get it. They can still go out and get younger women and pull your woman, you know. But the thing is, it's just, you just be mindful of the men around her, all right? You're trying to preserve your relationship. You're trying to close the avenues of adultery and stuff like that. So be mindful that there, she shouldn't have any guy friends. All right. Another thing is to reject girls' nights out and trips overseas. It's not to say she can't hang out with her friends. We're not trying to isolate a woman and control her life and she can't be with her, none of her. That's not what we're saying. But when a woman is making her friends her priority over you, where she's spending more time with her friends, where she wants to go elsewhere and on trips and vacations with her friends, that's an indication that there's a problem there, that she don't want to be with a man, you know. And I know what people are saying when they hear this. It's like Neil is saying that she need to be all into her husband, which she should be. That's her man. She should be reverencing him, okay, and be on call for him, you know, because she was created for him. So for her to say, I got a good man at home that takes care of me, but I'm going to go spend time with my friends, because I, you know, and I'm more concerned with spending time with my friends than being with my husband, that's a problem. So you cut that off right off the bat. That's not something that we engage in, okay? Can you have friends? Can you hang out with your friends? Of course you can, okay? We're not cutting that off. But don't allow that stuff where she want to go to Vegas with just her girls. Because like I said, something could happen. They get drunk, they get enticed, et cetera, et cetera. She ended up having sex and come back crying, talking about I made a mistake. This is how it is. Like I said, of course you want a prudent woman. You want a woman that doesn't fall for game from men because she's a little stronger in the head. But who knows? You know your woman. If you know that she has a weakness, hey, don't allow her to be in a situation that where she would fall. As simple as that. Finally, you need to be masculine as a man. Be charismatic and stay strong, physically and mentally. All right? That will maintain a connection with your wife, a desire, because you're a man. You're 100% man. You stay in shape. You keep your frame, your masculine frame. You have a strong will. You stay on your purpose. And we're going to talk in depth about masculinity, because I know people are asking, you know, themselves, what exactly is masculinity? You know, so I'm going to go into depth about that in another sermon. But staying masculine, staying charismatic. Staying, you know, just on a purpose. You got to be focused on God and what he has for you to do. What you on this earth for? Like, what are you supposed to be doing? Like, stay on something. You always got a project you're building, something you're new, you're creating. That is what you should be focused on rather than her being just focused on her. If a man loses that and he starts to focus on his wife, that's when you start to lose interest from your wife, because you're not on this earth for your wife. She's on this earth for you. So, like I said, gynocentrism teaches men to make women the center of their world. So a lot of men will let go of their pursuits, their dreams, their desires, their ambitions, and then they just go to get the focusing on a woman and just catering to her, you know? And at the end of the day, he's not doing anything. He just got a job. He makes enough money just to pay the bills, and there's nothing going on, nothing, nowhere he's going, nothing he's building, you know? So you got to stay a man. You got to stay masculine, charismatic, and strong. Make God and your pursuits the center of your world and not her, right? So that's all I got for you today. That is the end of this talk about women cheating and committing adultery. Till next time, walk in the spirit and be blessed.